Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? Today we're going to talk about how you can present your business confidently in English. Last week we talked about how to deliver great speeches in English. Alright, today we're going to talk about how you can present your business confidently in English. From 2011 to 2018, I taught English for free. I never believed that I could make money by helping people to develop strong English skills. From 2021 until now, I started making money by teaching founders how to grow their businesses worldwide with strong English skills. How did that happen? I changed the way I think. I reached out to people who could help me. I paid for programs and used what I learned. Just like 9% of millions of founders with weak English skills think it's hard to present your businesses in English. I understand that you have tried many methods to improve your business presentation skills, but I've made no progress. However, you think that you would do all to learn. You think that you can improve your business presentation skills. You know, these tools are making you deliver bad business presentations in English. These tools are making you lose deals because your presentations don't connect with your clients, partners, and investors in English. So tell me, how long do you want to limit your business with your bad business presentation skills? I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to present your business confidently in English. Also, send me a voice message. Tell me the tip you like best. Alright, please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this business English podcast with your friends and with your family members who need this podcast. Thank you. Thanks for the love. Some time ago, I got a message from my founder. He wanted to learn how he could present his business well in English. I found out that he was not comfortable speaking English because he thought he would make grammar errors. Not only that, he didn't want people to judge him and was afraid of what people would think about him. You know, 100% of Middle Eastern founders who reached out to me because of the weak English skills told me the same. Others have made them lost teams. Others have made them thought that they couldn't grow their businesses outside their country. Others have made them add zero confidence in their English skills. Time to think of it. Imagine if you had developed strong English skills, you wouldn't have lost those deals. However, you can take action today to avoid losing more deals because of your weak English skills. When you are ready to grow your business worldwide with strong English skills, I want you to go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Kindly check the description of this business English podcast and tap on it and send me a message directly on WhatsApp. When you tap on the link, you will see a web page and WhatsApp icon. Yes, tap on the WhatsApp icon and send me a message, okay? You are doing the wrong thing, and that's why if you find it hard to present your business well in English, that means you are doing the wrong thing. Also, when you do not practice how you want to present your business in English, How can you present your business confidently? I know you're busy, but let's face it, you only use that as an excuse for not practicing how to present your business well. The truth is that no matter how good your business presentations are, if you can't do them well, you will lose money. You don't need to stress yourself before you present your business confidently in English. You can present your business well in English if you know the right ways to do it. Most people wanted to know how to present his business in English. He used so many ways to present his business well in English. No matter what Mustafa did, he presented his business badly in English and lost some views. In the same way, if you have lost this because of the way you present your business in English, you can watch the video and use the tips to present your business confidently in English. Alright, you can get to www.finlearningcoach.com/link. Kindly check the description of this Business English podcast, and then you can tap on that link and tap on the WhatsApp icon. Go into the WhatsApp icon, tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Alright, stop doing this to your business. You need to stop limiting your business from growing worldwide because of your weak English skills. Your weak English skills are making you lose deals and think that you are not good enough. But you don't know what to do to develop strong English skills for your business. You've made 1% or 2% progress in your English skills, and your weak English skills are not helping your business grow outside your country. Would you like to learn 7 fast ways to improve your English skills for your business? After all, you have weak English skills because you don't know how you can improve. So I want to use the 7 fast ways to improve your English skills faster, to grow your business, to help your business. So let me ask you that. How do you feel every time you get deals from outside your country? Do you feel happy or sad? Kindly go to www.friendlycoach.com/link. Check the description of this Business English podcast. You will say www.friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on the link, and when you tap on the link, you will say free business English tips. Tap on it and put in your free name and your birth email address. Let me tell you this, what if your age is not a problem? I got a message from Ahmed, that's not his real name, by the way. Ahmed is a career supporter, he's 56 years old and has been trying to improve his English skills for more than 7 years. Yet, he couldn't make simple sentences in English without grammar errors and he lost deuce, did. Ahmed told me that he was too old to develop strong English skills for his business. The truth is that your age can't stop you from speaking English confidently during meetings. Your age can stop you from writing emails, documents, and contracts well in English. Your age can't stop you from reading and delivering great speeches at events. Your age can't stop you from listening to and understanding your clients, partners, and investors in English. Your age can't stop you from getting more deals with strong English skills. 56-year-old Ahmed has joined different English classes, but he couldn't improve his weak English skills. He chose a 1-on-1 VIP English program and did 99% of the daily assignments I gave him. In 6 months, Ahmed started building more business connections with good English skills. only you can stop yourself from growing a business outside of your country. If you're tired of losing deals because of your weak English skills, kindly go to www.friendlylegalcoach.com/link in the second description of this Business English podcast and tap on the link you say. When you tap on the link, you will see a WhatsApp icon. Tap on it and DM grow. Now, improving your weak English skills is hard when you don't know how to improve your English skills. Improving your weak English skills is hard when you think that you are too old to learn. Improving your weak English is hard when you are not ready to put in the time and effort to improve. Improving your weak English is hard when you join 2 to 5 business English courses every year without using what you learn. That's why you can't say what you have in mind in English to your meetings and events. That's why you can negotiate deals confidently in English. That's why you can build strong connections with your clients, partners, and investors in English. Now, this is not just about learning English. It's about using your English skills to make more money worldwide. Are your English skills helping you make more money? Someone joined my one-on-one VIP English program as a businessman who lost deals because of his weak English skills. Sandman followed 99% of the step-by-step guides I gave him and started connecting well in English during meetings. I no longer offer a time trying to speak or present in English. I no longer get scared of speaking English in meetings. My clients and business partners do not have a time understanding me. From Selma, UAE. You need to stop counting the business English courses you joined. Start counting the deals you got with strong English skills. When you don't do anything, you will continue to lose more deals. Ready to make more money? Here are 2 ways I can help you. Let's work one-on-one for 8 months to help you grow your weak English skills and grow your business. To help you improve your weak English skills and grow your business. And the second one is Premium English Proficiency, editing of your top secret documents in English. You can go to www.fidelitycoach.com/link. Tap the link in the description of this Business English podcast and tap on the WhatsApp icon you see. Send me a message directly. You can DM grow. Also, don't forget to buy me coffee. Yes, don't forget to buy me coffee. I will appreciate that a lot. All right, let's continue. The first tip that I have here for you is this. Use 30 minutes to 1 hour learning about the people you'll be talking to. I mean, learning about your clients, your partners, your investors, and maybe your prospects. I mean, the new people who want to work with you. And the next one is, use 20 minutes to 1 hour to write and plan what you want to say in your presentation. And the next one is, use simple sentences in English to write, plan, and talk during your business presentation. And the lesson is, 2 weeks before the presentation, practice how you talk during the presentation for 20 to 30 minutes 3 times a week. Can you do that? And the lesson is, before you start your presentation, use 2 to 3 minutes to imagine yourself doing great during your presentation. I want to say a big thank you to every one of you. Please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this Business English podcast. I love you and leave you. Take care. Bye.
Whoa, this is an awesome point. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hisan business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents, DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for media and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help media and business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add dot com/linka. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the URL from lilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.